was waiting for Jimmy Hart to come out and demand that Jerry Lawler and Bill Dundee be suspended.
College sports, with this money and what they've done to these guys, they have created such a circus around it. It is a circus. Let's go back to our phones and get our next call in on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm Tennessee Basketball Overtime. What might be the penultimate program that we have for you this season. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
What is up, guys? How you doing today?
Hey, AJ. Great to hear your voice, man. My buddy.
Yes. I have nothing to add about the basketball game today. I really didn't watch it. We're just so bad. I just wanted to call and say, while it wasn't as successful as we'd all had hoped, I really enjoyed the post-game shows. The highlight was definitely the Kentucky win. I have to disagree with JM a bit here. I don't think the season was terrible, because here's the fact of the matter. You can't build a 1,000-foot tower on the Upper East Side without the proper air rights. Rick Barnes didn't have any air rights, boys.
Great point. Great point.
And he had no point guard, no interior presence at all. Armani Moore is not an interior player.
Let me ask you two guys this, both of your alleged basketball minds. Can we make the NCAA tournament next year? Are we going to go with this fan base 5 out of 6 years without making the tournament? Hatfield, I start with you.
Depending on who they add in the post and the offseason, I think they can.
That's not what I asked you, Hatfield. Are we going to make the tournament?
With the roster that we would have right now?
Yes.
Probably not.
Action Jackson, you and your air rights. I'm fixing to call an air raid if you don't answer this the way I want to hear it answered. Are we making, in 52 weeks, are we talking about the Vols in 366 days?
I'm going to err on the side of optimism and say we will, even without a tremendous post presence. Hopefully LaMontia Turner can give us something at the point guard spot. I have faith in Rick Barnes.
Great.
And on the way out, I have two questions for Keith. Keith, do my Buccaneers have a chance of stealing the SoCon away from the Moccasins of Chattanooga?
Great question.
And also, do you think we can keep my man, Steve Forbes? I've heard some Memphis rumbling. Have a good one, Tony and Keith. Love the show as always.
That's a great call.
I like Forbes. I would be surprised if Memphis doesn't shoot for a bigger name. And yeah, I mean, Appalachian State's playing really well right now. I certainly think they've got a shot against Chattanooga tonight.
He means ETSU, sweetie. He's talking about his guys, ETSU.
Well, I thought he was talking about Appy State, I'm sorry.
No.
But yeah, absolutely. ETSU's as good as anybody in that league. They've shown that over the course of the year. They can do that.
It came into the weekend. Most people thought it'd be a four-team.
That's right. Appy State's in the Sun Belt. I'm completely.
Yeah, sure. Most people thought it'd be a four-team deal. With ETSU, Chattanooga, Mike Yonk and his team. I'm not sure who's left from the SoCon. That's always good basketball, Keith.
Well, it's always competitive. That's always one of the more it and the OVC always give you great seats.
Yep. And the OVC, that championship game is always nails. Now tonight, that's a couple of odd participants in that thing. You've got
Go team that's never been in the NCAA tournament.
That'd be a great thing.
Martin's
if Martin
never
got
been in.
That'd be a great thing. I'd love
that. If they weren't coached by a complete asshole.
One thing about you, Hatfield, you're not going to ruin the mood, are you?
I'm just saying. It's impossible for me to root for Heath Schroeder or do anything but other than eat crap.
Billy Joel wrote a song about you called Leave a Tender Moment Alone. Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call.
It's undeniably real, Tony.
It's undeniably real, baby. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
Welcome.
Hey, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark.
How's it going today?
Doing great, man. Thank you for being there.
Thank you. Yeah, I went to the game today and, you know, pretty much went as I guess I kind of thought it was going to. And so I'm over here now. I'm going to maybe try to check out the Lady Vols softball game. And I caught the beginning of your, well, towards the beginning of your show where you're talking about, you know, this whole university and the big mess we got going on. And pulled in the parking lot here for the softball. And there was a big Tennessee 10 out here with a little cooler and some bands. And so I pulled up and I said, what's going on? They said, it's junior day over here on campus. And they were had those vans, I guess, to move people around. And so I pulled in just kind of waiting on the game. And they're taking everything down and they're moving that cooler back. And I thought, I'm going to see, I'm just going to ask, you know, could I get one of those waters? How much for one of those waters? And the little guy goes, oh, we can't do that. We got tickies back.
He didn't hand you, after everything you've been through as a Tennessee fan, a complimentary water.
Yeah.
That's
got,
the kind of crap I'm
talking about. He got a pour of that water, you know, that penny you got in it or whatever.
I love those people, man. Yeah. You know what you know what they appreciate, Mark? You, when you're handing them your dollars.
That's exactly right.
That's when they appreciate you.
That's exactly right.
That's terrible to say that.
They appreciate it then.
And I'm not even sure they appreciate you then. That's, how about our Lady Vols today? Our Lady Vols today won 5-1 and they won 11-0 over your Johnnies of St. John's.
Yes. Mm. And there are, I tell you, I come to this to watch them play some.
They're fun.
And, it's a blast. That stadium is very small, intimate.
Yep.
It's a lot fast, you know, more fast-paced than baseball.
Yep.
It's absolutely wonderful.
It's a great sport. Because you're playing those small confines. The games themselves go quickly. They're low scoring. It's a game of precision. It's a game of strategy. It's really a great game. And when you have a lights-out pitcher, is when you compete for it all. The Lady Vols don't quite have that lights-out pitcher, but they have a lot of hitting.
Oh, yeah. There, you know, it's what's really fun is when we play Florida here or we play Alabama because, you know, they're kind of... Here's what is interesting. I've been told if you go, say, like to Alabama or you go to Florida,
right?
You know, it's all free, man. You just walk in. You know, here at UT, they're charging. Look at this. 2 or 3 years ago, a bleacher seat. Now, they're all reserved, but this is on a bleacher, no back, was $3. You know what it is this year? Take a guess.
$6.
It was $6 last year. $10 this year.
Oh,
and I've been told these other stadiums, they don't charge a penny. But UT, knowing it's a hot ticket, they're charging money to make money off of it.
Hey, you know, it's, I'll tell you what, they're the one women's program on campus that pays that pulls their weight.
That's right.
Hey, the Lady Ball basketball program doesn't make money. Those people over there are at least, I bet they're coming close. If that's what they're charging and they're getting it, how many people you think were there today when you rolled over there? Because that stadium seats what, like, what is it, like 1,300 maybe?
Yeah, probably around that. It's, I'm at the end of the parking lot and it's crowded. So, you know, I don't know if it'll be full today, but let's just say 2/3.
So 1,000 people at $10 a shot, Hatfield, is how much?
$10,000.
Yeah, that's one ball game. They had a doubleheader today. They had one last night. So
pretty good buy.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Great hearing from you, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Next time I see you, I'll give you a cup of water, too. Be like the Good Samaritan. Hey, could I have some of that water? It's kind of warm. I just, you know, just made my way over here. Nah, I can't give this to you. Why? You're a fan.
Yeah, exactly. We can make you pay for it inside.
Yeah, you're a plebeian. You are a common, as Mr. Backlund said. And by the way, little did we know. Well, never mind. I was going to get off on a.
Bob Backlund's apparently running for president.
He could have made it. He would shine today, right now, when he would say, the youngsters of America must read so they can augment their education. He would come out and use all these 75-cent words in front of these wrestling fans, and they'd throw stuff at him back in the day.
My favorite Backlund line of skill is when he said he didn't eat the marijuana.
I did not eat the marijuana.
He also said he came out one time with packs of ketchup and mustard. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And Todd Pettengill said to him, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm practicing safe sex, and I have my condiments." It's just so stupid. It's just so stupid. Let's get our next call in.
Why did Kasich not just walk off the stage the other night?
Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Lukey.
How you doing? Well, hey. I went over the game today, and I had to pay $15 to get in to the men balls game.
Men balls, $15?
$15.
And where was the seat?
Up in the boondocks. That's about as high as you can get. Well, I wasn't all the way to the top. I was about 20 rows from the top. But it was a good seat, though. It was okay. A little bit high there. Should be about $10, like the softball team.
Guesstimate the crowd in there for me, Lukey.
Oh, it was a good crowd. Yeah, it was I'd say around 14,000. Might be a little high there. Somewhere around there.
That's not bad, Lukey.
Oh, it was good. It was good. Yeah, good crowd. And they played hard. If they run that full court press the whole game, like they did right there in the last few minutes, I think they could have really, they might be able to beat that team. They did play hard, though.
Hatfield, what'd you think of that, the pressure? Because my man, Burt Bertelkamp on the radio said it would have been nice to see that a little more. And he said, Tennessee, when you have Kasongo out there, they can actually do that.
Oh, I think I think on the back line, you could do that with Kasongo or Alexander. I just think that our guards are not good enough defensively to do that consistently. But, I mean, you got to try something. I wouldn't have been opposed to it at all.
The coach was upset a little bit with Kasongo for not guarding a little bit, playing a little bit better defense. And he brought it up in his post-game show, and he said, you know, they started to say, well, Kasongo looks like he's coming on. Then the coach immediately come on and said, oh, no, he's not playing defense at all. He's going to have to play a lot better defense. He let one guy go in for a layup without guarding him and things like that.
So he ripped him on his post-game?
He sure did. Mm. And he said he could get more playing time if he would play a little bit better defense.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I thought he did block a shot or two, I think. Of course, I didn't notice. Some of that stuff I don't notice as well as, you know, as the coaches do.
I thought he played, for a guy that doesn't get off the bench, I thought he played pretty well, Keith. What'd you think?
Well, I thought today was, as I said, I thought it was by far his best performance in a Tennessee uniform.
I mean, the guy doesn't get off the bench. You know?
It's hard to get much rhythm when you don't play.
Yes.
Well, I agree with that. And I think on this next year, mm-hmm. we're going to be in the NCAA tournament. We're going to be there. And he's wanting to play a tough schedule. He's wanting to really get that schedule tough.
We have a lot of time to debate this on the off season. He needs to temper that and go and try to get some wins next year.
The tougher teams you play, the better you're going to get. You know, that's what I think. That's just my opinion.
Making the trip to Gonzaga this year was worthless.
See, I would rather make the trip there this year than next year, though.
Well, that's a good point.
In Nashville.
We get them next year in Nashville. Okay, I mean, case closed.
Yeah. You know, Pat Summitt, she always played a tough schedule.
She had, you know what she did, though, Don? I mean, who is this? Luke.
Luke.
She would go out and go, I'll take you, 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 and you. That's how she used to recruit back in the day. So yeah, you can go play whoever you want when you take when you get the first five, the best, the first fruits, you get the best five.
That's what's going to happen to the men balls here when he gets this thing going.
Keith, will that happen here? You ever think that'll happen here where we go, we'll take you, 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 and you?
It'd be really tough, but I certainly hope it does. I hope Luke's right.
Well, you know, it's tough in basketball. I got to admit that because there's so many good teams in basketball compared to football.
Yes.
there's more good teams. The lesser teams can get the better players.
Oh yeah,
we're not a, you know, we got Vanderbilt around us, Kentucky around us,
absolutely.
Memphis. So that makes it harder, you know. You got Memphis, Kentucky, and Vanderbilt.
VCU, hey, VCU, programs like that can compete and win. You know, basketball is an interesting sport because, and all it takes is the right combination. Half, I don't look at my guy St. Joe's this year. They weren't supposed to be doing what they're doing, but he's had a senior develop to go with that Bembry kid, and they're pretty damn good this year. And that's the deal.
In modern college basketball, if you've got two really good players, you're good.
You're good. Two really good
players.
Yeah,
I'm just hoping we get some good recruits in here this coming year. We need some tall men, you know, some good tall fellas.
We need another tall guy not named Doug Dickey. Can we find ourselves, Hatfield, another tall guy?
No, I mean, between senior transfers and foreign players and guys that will be available, I mean, they can certainly find somebody. You've just got to find somebody that can come in and, I think, augment Alexander. I think Alexander's going to be fine. You've got to find another guy.
Is there a senior transfer out there, Hatfield, you have your eyes on?
Nobody right now, because you don't really know anybody's academic status and everything, but.
Great point.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, well, you see what happened. I mean, you've got the kid, Ryan Anderson at Arizona. You've got Sean Miller at Connecticut. I mean, there are always going to be guys who graduate from at a lower level and are good enough to play. Well, the two kids that Louisville ended up with. I mean, they're not big guys, but they're always going to, in that market, they're always going to be, until they close that rule, there are always going to be guys available.
This guy can coach them, too. He can coach them. That's a good thing. We're awful lucky to have a guy who knows how to coach.
Oh, no question. Guy's done a great job with this year's team.
Well, I mean, the first year, you know, this is, first year. Let's give him his 3 years, Tony.
I'm high on him.
Yeah, I am, too. I mean, the guy knows how to coach. I just hope he don't leave us. I hope he stays here at least 5 or 6 years, you know.
I don't think you have to worry about him going anywhere, Luke.
Maybe to a NASCAR race at halftime.
If anybody's going to get us to the national championship besides Bruce Pearl, it's going to be Rick Barnes.
Lukey, I love you like a brother. I just looked up at the score here, and I got problems, Hatfield. What do you think the score is? Because you're not looking at it. Bruce Pearl's team is delivering right on cue for us. A minute 37 to play in the half. They are down 35-20. Speaking of Auburn, they're getting blowed the hell out of that building. Your thoughts?
Oh, that game Wednesday night is going to be one of the worst games in SEC history. It's going to be right there with that Tennessee Ole Miss game. Rob Evans' first year.
Rob Evans down on the farm. He was pretty brutal.
He actually did a good job there.
He compared to everybody else, he sure did.
And then he made the mistake of going to Arizona State, which is a true coach's graveyard.
Yes, it is. Why didn't he learn from a guy like Bill Frieder?
You got me.
What happened
to
Bill
Frieder? Well, he was from there because, I mean, he played at New Mexico State.
Oh, okay.
That was kind of his area.
But he wanted to take a sentimental journey. You're talking about the coach, and Rob Evans was a guy who was at Ole Miss in the early 90s, and so he wanted to take a sentimental journey.
Right. Well, I mean, they won the SEC 1 year that he was there. I think that was the year that Bryce Drew knocked him out of the tournament.
Yeah, that's right. Wow, you have a great memory. Let's go back to our phones. And by the way, we're going to have on Selection Sunday night, we'll have Tennessee's seed. Joel's wondering if you think that Hubs is going to be here next year. Checking in with us on Periscope.
No.
Well, that was quick.
I don't think he'll be here. I don't think Mostello will be here.
Let's get our next call in. On this glory day, it's Roger. Roger, hello.
Hey guys. Hey,
I named that tune in one eighth of a syllable. 1/32nd note.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm not. I could be better, Tommy.
What's the matter, Raj? I've never heard you say that to me. What's the matter, buddy?
The team, you know, I just talk about the team, you know, it's sad, you know.
Oh, it'll drag you. Yeah, it'll drag you down. Thank God, Raj, we have our Lady Vols tonight.
No.
At 7 tonight, we're going to get to the finals. We're going to shock the world tonight and get that team that we're playing.
Yeah, thank God they're playing tonight. They can win, hopefully. They can make it something exciting to watch.
Yep.
It's been a sad season, you know. I got faith in Bonds, you know. Not surprised about Tony and Keith, the Bonds, he went everywhere he's been.
Too much pressure, Keith. What do you think?
I just don't think the roster's very good.
Okay.
Maybe not enough pressure.
I don't know. I don't know how much pressure you can put on that team.
The Walters are not good. I'll tell you what
I'd like to see him do next year with his better roster.
Yeah.
Is get them to play better defense.
Yeah.
He needs to start demanding more of a defensive end. They don't get better defensively. They don't have to worry about getting better. They can have better players all they want. They got to get better. And some of that is, I give Burt Bertelkamp credit because he does not BS.
Yeah.
And today he was talking about Mostella, Keith, on one sequence, and he said, man, you got a guard there. No, it wasn't Mostella. I'll take it back. It was Balkman.
Yeah.
He said, you can't just let a guy go around you like that. He said, defense is pride. You got to have some pride there.
Oh, yeah, I agree. You do.
Strong. That's strong right there, coming from your color guy. But, you know, those guys trying to polish that game up, that's very difficult to sit. That's got to be hard for Bert, because Bert loves it like we do, Keith, and he calls it like a fan does, which is why I love him.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, we tell I can watch too. But like I said, the team, they're good at times. Other times, not as good. You know, it's kind of just kind of sad about that. You know, I understand they're young. You know, I know they're trying. You know, I know you got a young team and they're trying to play good. You know, they're supposed to ball with at times, and other times they kind of pop it with the ball. You know, too. You know, at times. You know. Like I said, anything he could say to him to get him better.
If somehow he could suddenly get them to start playing defense, I mean, I think that's the only thing. I mean, they've got to get better defensively, or they're just going to continue to not be very good.
Yeah. Yeah, I just surprised all you. Tony, I just surprised about the team, Tony.
Considering that Keith's prediction of 12-6 at the beginning of the year has flown out.
That was not me.
Well, one of us said that.
I think one of us did.
Keith, are you sure you didn't say that? I think it was you that said that.
I'm rather confident I did not think Tennessee was going to go 12-6 in the SEC.
I'm rather confident I didn't, Raj.
Oh, really? Oh.
I'm thinking it was Keith. Raj.
I was hoping, I was having faith too, that, you know, that they would win some games, you know, I hope they can win, hope they can somehow win, this week, hopefully, win, either win tonight or Thursday, I hope they can win, hopefully, you know, keep telling you, I hope they can somehow win it, you know, I hope Barnes can get the team, focused and hope they can win it, because I'm not sure how he, How did he do it in the tournament in Texas?
That's a great question, Keith. What kind of tournament coach is Rick Barnes?
Yeah.
He was pretty much up and down in the tournament. I mean, he had a really good run there where he made the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight like 4 out of 5 years.
Mm,
and made a Final Four in there. But, I mean, up and down. Mm. And I think part of that is that he ended up with a lot of one and dones towards the end of his career at Texas. And, I mean, outside of your occasional Carmelo Anthony or what Kentucky's done, one and done guys generally don't have great tournament histories.
Raj, can I ask you something? Now let's get down the brass tacks.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Where do you think I'm going with this question, Raj?
I'm not sure. I think I do, but I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Who's it gonna involve, Raj? Who's this question gonna involve?
I'm thinking, Tony, you don't have to, you know. Yes, I can.
Take a stab at it, brother.
The doc.
The doc is going to have a dream night. The Vols have been left. The Vol basketball team has been left for dead. That makes Doc happy. The Lady Vols are surging to life.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope they can win tonight.
I think South Carolina is a pretty tall task for them. But.
Yeah.
Raj?
Yeah.
When you start talking women's basketball to me, that's going to conclude our phone call. But I love you.
Okay.
I love you, Raj.
Buddy.
Go Lady Vols. That Dawn Staley, she mean business.
She'll cut a bitch. I don't have any doubt.
She'll what?
She'll cut a bitch. I mean, she's serious business.
What does that mean? I've never heard that term.
I mean, she's serious. She ain't messing around. She ain't gonna put up with anybody.
What is that term you used?
She will cut a bitch.
What does that mean? I've never heard that.
She's not messing around.
Did you just offend people with that?
Not at all.
Is that like
just means Dawn Staley's tough. Doesn't have any implications or ramifications or anything. She's just tough. She ain't messing around. Dawn Staley's tough. Dawn Staley could probably, she's one of the few
she
people
can coach
men. Like, she's kind of like Pat Summitt.
Yeah.
She can coach men.
Absolutely. Now, you took the words out of my mouth. You see the part of Philadelphia where she comes from, brother.
Oh, yes. I mean,
she's.
You come from North Philadelphia, you're not kidding me.
You ain't whistling past that graveyard.
It'll be your graveyard. That's why you hang out there too long. It'll be your graveyard.
Let's get our next call in here on your Smartway, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime, the place where we break it down scientifically. Today, Tennessee gets beat 24 in their building by Ole Miss. There's nothing scientific about that. I'm sorry, 21.
23.
My bad. I'm just... It's just one of those days.
But you know what? But yes. The amazing thing is we're an hour and a half in and people still care after getting beaten by 23 and finishing 12-18 or whatever.
I still have three calls on hold.
There you go.
Next call in. Hello and welcome.
Tony, this is D. Brady.
Hey, Brady.
Hey, I don't care. You know what? The best quote of the night I heard in the post game, Rick Barnes said, well, we're just going to glue our dentures back in and go to work. Tone, I can't believe you.
Brady, are you proud of you? Are you proud of you for saying dentures? Did you have to get that in there about Barnes?
Tone, I can't believe about 45 minutes ago you allowed Keith to show ignorance when he said that Al Wilson was not in the top 25 linebackers in University of Tennessee of all time. And in fact, he said he wasn't even the best linebacker on that team in 98. Come on.
Hang on. Sean Sinclair thinks that, too.
Well, if Sean Sinclair was there, I'd blast him, too. I mean, that's ignorance.
You're
talking about the number one linebacker that year come out in the first round, 31st pick, five-time All-Pro, two-time All-SEC, one-time All-American linebacker who led that defense.
No question.
When you took him off that defense the following year in 99, Katie barred the door.
Arkansas game that year, beat an Arkansas team without him. Wilson's a mess. Al Wilson's somebody because he's all Mr. Fired Up, wave a towel, everybody kisses his ass. Al Wilson was about.
He's not a man, Hatfield. You guys are in the truth is somewhere in the middle. He's not a myth, and he's one of my favorite players of all time. And Keith quit doing that.
He's a myth.
Stick to hoops.
He's a myth.
And that gets back to gluing your blue hair on. You know, I was waving the blue hair today, but it didn't do a lot of good. See ya.
Did that make you feel better? So you glued your dentures and your blue hair on, and now you look like Madonna. Who glues dentures and blue hair? I got to think about that. Who has blue hair? And Katy Perry has gone with the blue hair look.
I'm off. Katy Perry can go with whatever hair Katy Perry wants.
Does she wear dentures sometimes?
I'd like to find out.
How would you like to come to find out that she has no teeth in her mouth, Hatfield?
There are ways. You know, you are
really in a mood right now. Good night. We're going to have to end this thing.
How badly do the sheep hate me right now for saying that Al Wilson is...
Hey, Ron Mitchell just said that Al Wilson and Reggie White both were great for a year.
That's true.
That's not fair, guys.
Reggie White was only great for about half a season, to be perfectly honest.
He helped Sexton get started. Let's get our next call in.
But is that a plus or a minus in his column, Tony?
Where on a day where Tennessee is staring down the barrel of starting Wednesday night and perhaps a second straight loss to Bruce Pearl.
It wouldn't be the second straight one.
Oh, we beat him here.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that will be a game. That game should have to be on like American Triple Ecstasy back in the day. That game should not be, children should not be allowed to watch that game Wednesday night.
What was the game, Pearl's last game was on what, Court TV or True TV?
I think it was True TV,
wow.
Yes. It was
wow.
This should be on like the El Rey channel where Lucha Underground is.
Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome to our next caller.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, welcome in.
This is a checked out MP. I'm 95% done with UT Athletics. I can't take any more. I got an idea. You know how Missouri banned their basketball program from postseason play?
Uh-huh.
Since we have that little die-in or stand-in today, to appease that group, why don't we like do a postseason ban for men's basketball? That way they could be appeased and we wouldn't have to watch that pile of junk one more time.
Like a win-win kind of thing.
Everybody wins. Everybody's happy.
Everybody wins.
I was thinking, MP, about having a watch party for this tournament game. Do you think we ought to go through with it?
You probably would need to... do that at Calhoun's and have an open bar. And I think that you, that would be.
And let everybody just get totally hammered watching that.
I think that would be the only way you'd have any kind of, and Uber, you'd have to have ways to get people to and fro because, you know, this is the UT fan base. I'm sure everyone would get a DUI afterwards.
So Uber Bill driving everybody around in his Uber X car.
Keith, is there any of the O'Neill teams that this team could beat? I'm trying to think back on how long.
O'Neill's first team versus this team would be epic.
I know all four of Buzz's teams are 20 points better than this bunch.
Let's see how sick you guys are.
Conzo's second team was better.
Hang on a second here. Let's go back, MP. O'Neill's first team. You had Money Hamer at center. Who'd you guys have?
Shane Williams, Damon Johnson.
Shane Carn, Damon Johnson, Stanley Caldwell.
Stanley Caldwell's there. Is that not Aaron Green's
Ed Gray.
Ed Gray got shown the door and then stole a bunch of stuff out of KO's desk.
That was the year before Green and Wharton and Scott Moore and Torrey Harris came.
Oh, okay. Torrey Harris, that's another guy. One of the
from Sardis, Mississippi.
Great long lines of big men we've had here.
Yeah, offensive big men. Yeah, he was
offensive.
And then you also had Antonio Harris from Memphis. I don't know if y'all remember him or not. He's here for a little while.
Yeah.
But this team, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. To me, Tony, but granted, without Punter, they're not much. But
no.
I mean, they did win some games, and, you know, I guess you just take so much before you quit. Hell, I'm on the phone telling you I'm turning my orange in, so I don't blame them for quitting either. You lose by 23 points to a team coached by Moby, the techno singer. I think Eminem ripped him in a song about 15 years ago. They're going to the NIT. You got Butch Jones facing a lawsuit. You got a damn president over there that no one's seen.
Waldo.
Where's DiPietro?
I want a watch party or get together round table to hash out just how bad things are over there.
Dave Hart had a fresh coat of paint on today, though, which you got to say is a positive.
Is Shart here or was he in Jacksonville? Is he flying to Jacksonville?
X said he saw him today.
He was going on his level of information and expertise that none of us have.
He might have been taking...
The end of old school when the dean that was kicked out of the college is fly fishing and then the douchebag ex-boyfriend crashes his car, falls into the lake and kills the guy and blows up in a fire. That'd be great if that could happen to Shart and Debbie Jennings tonight. I'm just redneck mad at this place. I've had it. I mean, I'm literally at my breaking point.
There's a place for redneck mad.
Yeah, it is Knoxville.
Yeah, and it's perpetually in Knoxville.
Well, it's like this whole thing with the with this Hall of Fame MP. Who screws something like that up? That's something you do to celebrate your sports to make it feel good, and they've got to create controversy around it. How do you do that? Explain to me how you do that.
I don't know that I've heard what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, well, here you go. Because we talked about it right off the top here, just early on in the show. They've announced, and we'll talk about it Monday on the blog, but they're going to do a Hall of Fame. See, the Lady Vols have had a Hall of Fame for forever, okay? And so the men are going to catch up in all sports. So they're going to start their own Hall of Fame. And I'm sure it's a moneymaker somehow. I mean, I hate to think that way, but I'm sure they've figured out a way to make money with it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it. But anyway, away from that for a second, they are going to do this. They're going to say that the cutoff for the inaugural class is up to 1990, but they're going to make an exception for Peyton Manning and Al Wilson.
Well, one of those guys brought some hardware to the campus, so I'm for that.
Both of those guys brought hardware.
One guy brought a gold ball. One guy had forced three turnovers against Florida.
Manning brought a league championship.
He threw the ball to Tony George.
Or else Florida extends that streak to 6 in 98, and they may even win the national title.
Probably would have.
So, I'm good with number 27 there. I like Peyton. He's a big boy. He can defend himself against Jamie and Jenny Notright. I got an idea. Why don't we win the damn championship? Or maybe we need to get back to Naaman Rhodes. Remember 99-2000?
Volopoly? When we had we've got Shamiqua Holdsclaw Boulevard over there. People are driving around that thing going, who the hell is Shamiqua Holdsclaw?
There needs to be like a gun on the side of that sign, a picture of a gun.
Like pointing that way, like Shamiqua Holdsclaw Southwest with a gun?
How about the gun control people protest on that street? Why can't we get that to happen? Well, you're like a heterosexual gun control act.
I'll tell you what, you talk about somebody that broke red. When she fired into that car, when there was a gasoline in the back of that thing, and she fired into the car of her lover. If you want to be my lover, you got to be with my friends.
At Hatfield, you were talking about Dawn Staley being tough as nails. Kind of funny the way she'll come out in support of Holly whenever.
That's great.
Holly gets beat. Mm-hmm. Really, it's similar to when Patino was propping up Wade Houston after Kentucky beat Tennessee by 61 points.
She doesn't want Holly gone.
Nope, she beat her 30. She beat her 30 there. Now like 20 a couple weeks ago and was pumping her up post
game. That game was close.
That was close. You're right.
Yeah.
It was 20 at one time, and the Lady Vols closed the gap. And then she said afterwards, "You can't make her. You can't do this to. You got to keep her there." Maybe the women will get them. That'd be great, man. They're certainly not UConn. UConn's UConn. That guy at UConn.
UConn's a completely different level.
You know what that guy at UConn's doing, guys? He is obliterating anybody that came before him in that sport. And those women.
By the time he's done, if he stays as young as he is, he stays healthy and keeps coaching, he'll make Wooden's records look like a joke.
Those women hate him. Hate. You know they hate him.
Oh, no doubt.
Wow.
Tony, you know how you were asking for anybody to lead, like the day after the coach's press conference?
Yes.
Is that going to happen, or is that falling on deaf? I mean, do we have anybody in the board of trustees?
Nope. Governor's not getting involved, nobody. Got me, brother.
I guess the governor's too busy endorsing Marco Mondale. Did you see where Rubio won Minnesota?
Marco.
He's
exciting.
I saw a meme that compared him to Walter Mondale, who I think lost 49 states to one to Reagan and won his home state of Minnesota. Guys, UT's always going to be a joke, fraud athletic department university. Take care.
Well, that's happy. Hatfield, give me a final thought here on the way out. You've been an absolutely terrific participant today, and I'm fixing to play me a little music and come on, get happy.
I just think that team's obviously hit the wall, and I'll be very surprised if we see anything different than what we saw today, Wednesday night.
Keith, thanks, man.
All right, Tony.
You've done awesome work. Tell the living listener where they'll find you later.
I'll be at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House in beautiful downtown Knoxville.
Is there a recommendation for anyone if they should head that way today, tonight, tomorrow?
I would probably go with a Boddington's and a shot of Jameson if I were them.
When we next speak, will our volunteers, in as much as Auburn is down 16 right now in the second half early, will we be in this Wednesday night game?
I think so. I think the next time we talk will be after the Wednesday night game. In front of 5,000 Kentucky fans, I'm sure.
Is Sharon going to be there tonight at your spot?
Well, I think there will be a lot of people there tonight.
Who is Sharon?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know such things, Tony.
Hatfield, thanks. I love you.
All right, Tony. Enjoyed it as always.
It was fun. Even if it was, what's the word? It just kind of wears you out, doesn't it? I hate to yawn on you. You sit here and do this for 90 minutes. See, generally, people do the radio thing. They get to take a break, stand up, stretch out, stretch, take a break, stretch. I'm as laid back as Rick Barnes right now. The lead's 13, 17 minutes left. I'm doing my Rick Barnes imitation. What's the matter for you, Tony? Stop that. I know. His favorite song, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham. I like old MP. He's sitting, he broke straight red today. MP, we salute you. I want to thank my friends at the Garza Law Firm for sponsoring today's festivity. Online at GarzaLaw.com. Before you say guilty, you say Garza. And if you're stopped by the man, call the man, Marcos Garza. Also, I want to thank the Vols for participating this year. We salute you. I'm wearing a Daytona 500 NASCAR mesh hat with the officially licensed certificate of authenticity from 94 with the mesh back. It looks like it's got nicotine stains on the back of it, nicotine stains inside. It's rather yellow, discolored, kind of disgusting looking. And I'm wearing it in honor of our season right now. And in the Raymere studio, I'm surrounded by, I've got my Jerry Green Green Power shirt. I've got all my Lady Vol jerseys back behind me here. It's been a most frustrating run. I'm fixing to play guitar. Should I dump out of this so I don't confuse people? Yeah, I need to dump out of this, and then I'm gonna come back and. So those of you who are there, if you want to come back and watch a little guitar or listen, if you're on the app, stay right there. And this time I'm going to dial it down, and that way we don't distort this thing. But I want to thank my friends at Smartway. Go to smartway.net online. And also your Garza Law Firm for presenting today's activity. It has been great fun losing by 23 to Ole Miss. Until we meet again, because I said we will do it, and we've done it all year, from start to finish, from pillar to post, from hither to yon, from alpha to omega. Good night, and good basketball. And then now let me shift gears here. Let's see, I gotta move a few things around and around and around and around and around. And this is always fun, isn't it? Okay, ready? Okay. Used to love those chairs back in the day. Ready? Okay. Well, that was nice of Auburn to participate today and keep us out of the cellar. We're in the cellar with Rat. Out on the streets, that's where we'll meet. Cross a line. I always call the line. Out on the streets, that's where we'll meet. Okay, one thing about me, you just don't know what you're going to get. I don't know what I'm going to get from one day to the next, but I'm blessed to be here. Man, you start burying some friends, and this has been a real bummer year. Good gosh. David Douglas, all these people passing away. Terry Miner this week. Tony Robinson, poor guy, he's at my house the other day, he's in tears. He says, T, I lose an offensive lineman. And then his buddy Terry Miner. In basically a 3-day span. And then he gets a call and his grandfather had passed away. That's my man right there, T-Rob. T-Robbie. Who's doing so well. I'm so proud of him. He's out there painting right now and hustling and working on his degree. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff we need to be shining the light on and celebrating. Take the focus off Davy Boy Short and his merry band of thieves. And I do mean thieves. I wish I wasn't like that, but oh well. Let's see. Slide to unlock. It's not unlocking. That's about. Oh, there it is. I knew right from the beginning that you would end up winning. I knew right from your start. You put an arrow through my heart. Round and round, your love will come around. Just give it time. Okay, let's see here. Right. Alright, let me get plugged in here. Okay, ready? Okay. Let's see how we're going to do this now. This will be fun. Oh, man. I got my music stand over here. And then we's a fixin' to play some music. Or as Chris Gray said the other day, I spent 90 minutes listening to Basilio tune his guitar. He said that was fun. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate your vote of confidence for the honky tonk man. Ah. And why do I do this? Well, because it's kind of fun. And for me, I've played a long time, but I haven't really performed. And so this is a performance experience for me. Thank you for guinea pigging me. Appreciate you doing that. First thing we're going to do here is I'm going to play you. I want to play yo. Let's see here. By the way, I'm picked up a new instrument here. I'm learning to play some banjo, which is kind of fun. And I have a couple people that play along with me. as we do this. And that's always a kind of a hoot and a holler. Let's see what we can do here. I want to make sure this sounds okay, or as good as it can, since it's something I'm affiliated with. Let's plug this thing in somehow. And I thank you for being there, but give me a second here to get down to business. That goes into that line. That goes up. And I want to make sure this thing makes noise here. And let me tune. Okay. How's everybody doing today? You having a good day? Glad you could come. Great to have you here alongside. We're going to play some Steely Dan stuff. We're going to play some Hall & Oates stuff. We're going to play some stuff from... we're going to play some stuff from... '70s, early '80s. Let me turn this thing up and hear what it sounds like in my ears just so I can get a sense of this. Let's see here. That's kind of a fun little thing to play. Let's see, what was that? That's that feels so good thing. That's kind of fun. Ooh, let's see here. Yeah, man. I'll just warm up with that, and then we'll play a little something. This is Chuck Mangione. Feels so good from back in the day. Clap along. If it moves you like it moves me. And for my, for John Monroe and the other people who like to play along with me, I want to say this song's in F because it's got an F in it. It's got a D minor, which obviously is related. It's got a minor too, which is a G minor 7, to a C, 5 chord. So it goes like this.